Hi everyone, welcome to our Devos. This week, Lent begins on Wednesday, and this year we're going to be focusing on feasting in the Word of God. And what we're going to do throughout Lent is we're going to strive to memorize Scripture. Not just here in the Devos, but throughout our church, we're going to try to be in a place where we're memorizing, meditating on the Word of God and letting it really speak to us. And so starting on Wednesday, we're going to do one verse or like few verses every day. We'll spend time memorizing it on the live Devo, but there and here as well, in the recorded version, we'll be doing a short devotion on those verses as well. And so it's not Lent yet, it's not till Wednesday, so this is Monday, but to lead us into this season of Lent today and tomorrow, we'll be looking at two passages from the Psalms that talk in particular about the importance of the Word of God. And so today, we're going to be reading from Psalm 1. So let me read that for us. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. So Psalm 1 begins with these words, blessed is, right? And so in a sense, it's kind of like the Beatitudes, right? And it's telling us, this psalm is telling us what a blessed life looks like, what a good life looks like. And so Psalm 1 in the first two verses, it tells that someone who is blessed, a man, a woman, whoever is blessed, he does not do some things, but instead does these other things. And the thing that a blessed person does not do is to walk in the counsel of the wicked, stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers. Notice the actions here, right? Walking in the council, standing in the way of the wicked, sitting in the seat of scoffers. It seems like there might be a progression here, right? Of almost like slowing down. In a sense, kind of getting stuck actually in the ways of sin and wickedness and evil, right? Like you were walking in a good way, but then you started walking with wickedness and standing, and you know, you start just slowing down and now you're just seated and stuck in sin. And so the psalmist says here, don't do those things, but instead delight in the law of the Lord. This is what the blessed person does. Delights in the law of the Lord, meditating on God's word day and night. And so that's great, right? This is kind of like really important stuff here. But what the psalmist says in those first two verses are kind of more prescriptive, right? So to have this blessed life, don't go in the direction of sin. Instead, meditate and delight in God's word. But why though? Why does God's word help or make a difference in this? Well, this is where we move on to verse 3 and 4 then. In verse 3, what the psalmist says is, if you're meditating in the word, if you're like in the word, you're like a tree planted by streams of water. And the picture here, right? He says like it yields fruit in season. Its leaf does not wither, prospering. Prosperity happens here. What is being said here is that there's prosperity, stability, fruit being born out from a person who is in the Word of God, like this tree. Now, those things, right? Prosperity, stability, fruit, right? They might not sound like the most appealing reward you could think of, but think of it like this, right? A tree doesn't have feelings, okay? As far as we know, right? But if it did, right? If a tree did have feelings, when do you think a tree would be happiest? I think a tree would be happiest is when it's growing, right? It's stable. It's producing fruit. A tree would be happiest if it had feelings at that time because that's what a tree is meant to do. And I think that's part of what the blessed life is for us. It's prospering, producing fruit, living the life we're meant to live. And that's what happens when we're connected to God through His word, right? We produce fruit. there's a stability. We are who we're meant to be. But then verse 4 gives us the warning, right? There's a warning to heed here. He says the wicked are not so, right? That's not how it is for the wicked. They're like chaff that the wind drives away, the wind blows away. Chaff, right? It's kind of like nothing. Chaff is what happens when wheat is threshed, right? You take grains and kernels of wheat. I've never done this, but you know about it in theory. And they take those kernels of wheat and they kind of grind it down a little bit. And it's what they do is like the skin on the chaff. It's kind of like the skin that gets stuck in our teeth when we eat popcorn, right? Like it's the annoying, useless skin part of popcorn, right? That's what chaff is, right? And so they grind the kernels of wheat. And what they do is they throw it into the air, like all the kernels. And what would happen is the chaff would be blown away by the wind because it's so light and fluffy. And then they would catch the actual wheat, the useful stuff, right? And this is in sharp contrast, this chaff the psalmist talks about here. It's in sharp contrast to this tree. This tree is planted, stable, growing, producing fruit, whereas chaff just goes and is blown off by the wind. Kind of useless and pointless. You're trying to get rid of the chaff. That's what it's like. We're not connected to God with the word of God. And so that's why the last couple of verses here, what the psalmist says, that in the end, the wicked and the sinners, they won't be able to stand. They will not be secure when the judgment comes. Because in the end, God will judge. Right. And what the psalmist says here is that the way of the blessed, though, the righteous, the people who are like those trees planted by streams of water, they will last. God will know them. This word know in the original language that is used here, it's the same word that's used when we see in other places in the Old Testament where it says Adam knew Eve, or a husband knew his wife. In the context, it implies actually kind of like sexual intercourse, but let's not get hung up on that. It implies oneness, togetherness, really deeply knowing, intimately knowing someone. And that's what's happening in this passage. It says God knows the righteous. He loves those. He's intimate with those who are in his word. But the way of the wicked leads to perishing and death. They're not known because their life is not stable. It's not with God. It's just blown off like chaff. The psalm, it's prescriptive in a sense, right? It's a warning and it's an encouragement, a warning. Don't go in the way of sin, but the encouragement is instead go in the way of the word. Be grounded in the word of God, connected to God our Father. And this is why we're doing this for Lent, right? For this season of Lent, we're going to meditate. We're going to focus on meditating and being connected to God through his word. Just one last note, one more like observation I want to make about this passage is that note that this tree, it said in verse 3, that it's planted by streams of water. Planted, right? Think of what Israel looks like in your head. Like, what does the land of Israel look like? When we think of it, it's kind of desert-like, right? And that's kind of correct. It's like wilderness, desert kind of stuff. If you're in a desert, you don't just plant a tree anywhere and expect fruit. But instead, what you do is you intentionally plant it in a place that it can grow. And probably the best place you can plant a tree, especially in a desert, is near a stream of water, right? So it can bear fruit, right? If you want that tree to survive, you'll plant it near water because water is essential to live. In that same way, we ourselves need to be intentional to plant ourselves by water. Right? In this case, the water, I mean, is God's word. Intentionally be in God's word, meditate on God's word, push ourselves to be near it, chewing on it, meditating it, reflecting it, letting it take over our lives in a sense, day and night. And if we do that, we're going to grow. We're going to prosper. We're going to be known, know what it feels like to be known by God our Father. And so let's pray that we can be like those trees, planted intentionally in God's word, meditating on it, prospering, growing in him. Let me pray for us. God, we thank you that you give us your word, And it's not just about like reading these words on a page. It's getting to know you, God, being connected to you through your word. And I pray that we will be in that place, God, where we will know you in a deeper and deeper way. Bless our church through this Lent season. May we draw near to you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen.